tryselfemployed.com. But hurry, go online now while they're still giving trials away for free at tryselfemployed.com. Tryselfemployed.com. That's tryselfemployed.com.
Aches, pains, looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
Need parts for your forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for parts for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
On April 5th, St. Louis City voters will determine the future of the earnings tax.
I'm voting no. Too many special deals for wealthy business owners.
And working families like mine have to pay the full tax. It's not fair.
A no vote will phase out the tax over 10 years. That's right for St. Louis.
I'm voting no.
I'm definitely voting no on Prop E.
The working people of St. Louis City deserve better. I'm voting no.
Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Buffalo Wild Wings is always taking it to the next level with 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat screens, and 70-set wing Tuesdays and boneless Thursdays.
Kick off the spring and summer early with a new pool or spa from Just Pools. Martin Kilcoyne here. Join Randy Naughton and me as we take the show on the road to Just Pools Wednesday, March 23rd. We'll be checking out the special deals on above-ground pools and spas to make your summer exciting. Just Pools, located on the outer road along Highway 55 in Arnold. Join us at the Tiki Bar as we kick off the summer swimming pool season at Just Pools Wednesday, March 23rd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
You mispronounce the words. And like grammatical errors, he never even bothers so to go back and check it. And
I think the mic's on.
What?
FM!
The mic was on.
I think it went on until we did the FM thing.
And we think you'll get lots of
minstrel cramps.
Oh, those, you know what? I bet those are a drag.
That was actually a woman's voice. Wow.
Well, that is a severe cramp.
Yeah.
And that is some severe cramp.
Oh, yeah.
And that was her. My goodness. Ooh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 21st edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. The joke will be brought to you by Window World, because I screwed up and forgot a sponsor. Can't do that. Can't forget the people that pay your way. So we'll just make it up by having a Playhouse sponsor and a joke sponsor. And again, the Playhouse sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Tell you a little bit about them after we tell you who these guys are. Everybody's enthusiastic today at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it would be a good idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, speaking of chicks, who attracts them more than a musician in a band?
Ooh,
I can't think of anybody. We have one of those right here. His name's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
And Rat Boy said his wife, I know this is a topic a lot of people like to talk about. His wife used to really have severe cramping during that, you know, monthly thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she stopped it by eating what?
Cheese.
Cheese. I put an end to it.
Wow.
So, huh. Worth trying, ladies, I guess. We're not saying it works. It's worked for Rat Boy's wife. Of course, that's the answer to everything. If you ask
yes,
him.
It is.
Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy. By the place where I do all my banking. Would invite you to do the same. You probably bank somewhere. I think there are very few people who don't have a bank for something. I know they say there are a lot of old-timers, somebody in their 90s, money's in a jar hidden somewhere in the house. They don't trust banks. There's a handful of people. Most of you bank somewhere. Some of you do a lot of banking. You have a business. Do your business banking there for your company, your store. Oh, my soul to the company store.
Do, 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 do.
Tennessee Ernie. Sorry, Johnny, for this last name. Ford.
Yeah.
Can't help it. That was his name. So I'm going to ask you to change where you do your banking. Change the place, the facility, to First Community Credit Union. You say, why would I do that? Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't you do it? Why are you where you are? Why do you bank where you do? You don't know. You really don't know. You don't really have a reason. You know, that's just where we bank. We moved to town 12 years ago, and that's where we went and set up. And that's not a good reason. I'm asking you to leave, and you'll thank us for this if you do. Move all that banking to First Community Credit Union. You won't be the only one. Thousands and thousands have done it and are still doing it. That's why there are 42 locations. 42. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They'd love to have you as a member. See, I didn't say customer. Member. You're a member. I'm a member. And so is Paul Warner. He's the host of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, sponsored exclusively by, you guessed it, First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Stop in, have some fresh popcorn at any First Community Credit Union location or go to firstcommunity.com. I filled up our pepper shaker yesterday. And then I got to thinking about, where does black pepper come from? I mean, I know that peppers, cayenne, I know those other peppers, but is black pepper like a...
Peppercorns.
So they're not like a pepper, like a green...
No, they look like, if you're little, seen, they're like BBs, black BBs.
So they're just ground up?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how come you never hear of anybody being in the pepper business? The black pepper business? Like a family. Well, what does your family do? Well, we have a pepper company.
That's a good question. I don't know.
You never hear them. No, you never hear that.
Is Morton, like Morton is a big salt company. Do they make
that's
pepper?
That's a good story.
No,
I've never seen Morton salt.
No,
I've never seen Morton pepper.
Morton pepper or anything. Who, I never even noticed who makes pepper.
Oh, there's a red can, and it's McCormick.
Oh, McCormick. Yeah.
But there's a business that if you kind of have a monopoly on it, nobody else jumps in and goes, I'm getting some of the pepper business.
I wonder where... what kind of weather peppercorns need to grow?
You could Google, where do you grow peppercorns? Because I don't think in this country, Jim, what did you say you do again? Our family is in the peppercorn business.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big peppercorn farm outside of Bethalto.
Now, did you sneeze? Is that a big... Well,
I think it is for anybody. If you get it in your nose, I think pepper makes anybody sneeze.
Huh.
But I didn't, no, because I make sure that didn't happen. When I fill the shaker, it's filled right.
Pepper goes
all over the place.
Oh, here you go. Black pepper is a flowering vine in the family Piperaceae, cultivated for its fruit, which is normally dried and used as a spice and seasoning.
See, so you're it's wrong. Actual. It's not peppercorn.
Yeah. When dried, the fruit is known as peppercorn.
But it's fruit?
Yeah, that's what it
sounds
like.
I don't think pepper is fruit. I like it, though. I'll tell you, I get mad if I go to the drive-thru at McDonald's and they forget to give me a little pepper packet.
I'm not a big pepper person.
Eggs. Got to have it on
eggs.
Oh,
I do. I love pepper.
Got to have it. Dancing with the Stars returns tonight, and I know that neither one of you, you don't care.
Nope.
You don't watch it. And quite frankly, I think that means you might be metrosexual or even bisexual or maybe gay.
I don't think so.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's great legs, great cleavage, beyond all the stuff you like.
There are a lot of places on the internet where I can see that without having to watch people dance.
Really? I didn't. Well, like where? I've never
I'll email you some.
Yeah, peons, forget the dancing thing. Let's get right to the boobs. I like Dancing with the Stars because it's real talent, and the fact that these professional dancers can teach people to dance the way they dance in a matter of a few weeks blows me away. Geraldo Rivera is one of the contestants. That's going to be fun to watch because he's 70-something.
Well, I might watch it now with Geraldo. Who else is on it, do you know?
You know, I read it, and nobody really jumped out at me except Geraldo, but I like it. And Lynn Goodman's back this year, for those of you who watch it. I just like those women, and I don't care about really, except for the fact that this sounds horrible. Maybe I could see Geraldo fall down or something. I mean, it's happened a couple of times, but I don't think they should have 70-year-olds in there competing with 30-year-olds. Well, they should have a senior citizen dancing with the stars or something. I just don't think it's fair.
Who was in there? Was it Florence Henderson? Who was?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in there.
And she's in her 70s.
And she was pretty good, and it's fun. It is fun to watch. So, yeah, I watch it. I'm not ashamed to say that I do. In the old days, youngsters, when people wanted to know something, they couldn't Google it because they didn't have anything to Google it on. There was no phone or tablet or computer, so you had to go to the library. And I'm going to tell you, one of the greatest things about new technology is that you don't have to do that anymore. I'm sorry, and with all due respects to Greg McGee, a guy who was in my wedding. He's the head librarian in Granite City. Forgive me. A library is a wonderful place. I just was a kid that was never comfortable in there because I could never figure out how that system worked. Those little drawers and cards.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't find a book if my life depended on it. You don't have to do that anymore. But I Googled something the other day, and it made me realize you have the world's biggest library in the palm of your hand, bigger than any library you could ever have gone in, right in the palm of your hand. You don't have to go down an aisle or pull a card out of a file box or read microfilm. Just Google it and read it. And when I started thinking about the library, I remembered a science teacher, Mr. Clark, in the 7th grade. And he took great delight in, at the end of the class, before the bell rang, he said, assignment for tomorrow. Come back tomorrow and tell me what blank, blank, blank is, knowing you'd have to go to the library. And I thought, oh, no, I gotta go to the library. So unless you had a good buddy who'd go for you and you could call me and tell me the answer. And I remember this question. He said, ladies and gentlemen, he would call 7th graders, ladies and gentlemen, he'd said, tomorrow, I want you to come to class, be prepared to tell me the Isles of Langerhans. What is that?
Isles of Langerhans?
The Isles of Langerhans. And I thought, what the heck? And he said, see you tomorrow. Now,
that's something in Ireland?
We went in the next day to class, and he said, Isles of Langerhans. Yeah, and he called on somebody. He goes, what is it? Well, almost none of us went to the library, so you're guessing. And he said, it's some, Mr. Clark, it's some islands in the Caribbean. No. Well, what's funny is, this Mr. Clark, my hillbilly Hicktown, Tennessee teacher, hadn't even pronounced it correctly. It's the Islets of Langerhans. and it's a part of your pancreas. And I remember he got up and wrote on the board. You remember the sound of the chalk made?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I-I-S-L-E. And he spelled S-I-L-E-S. No, Islets of Langerhans. He said,
oh, were you the one to correct him the next
day?
No.
But he said, ladies and gentlemen, he says, I'm sure many of you thought this was some island. This is why when I ask you to go to the library, you should do what I ask and do it right, and don't try to guess at it. It's a part of your body. And he goes on to explain the part. Well, years later, and I'll tell you how many years later, 3 days ago, I got to thinking about this, so I
googled it?
Isles of Langerhans. Well, there's no such thing. It's Islets of Langerhans, and that's a part of going to a hillbilly hick school. The teacher doesn't even know
Isles
the right
of Langerhans.
Name. So if you look up Islets of Langerhans, like L-A-N-G-E-R-H-A-N-S or Z, It'll come up, and it's something in the pancreas, and I don't really. All I know is well, Tennessee.
How did that come to you after a long time, just a couple days ago?
I do not know.
You have that stuff all the time.
I do. It just pops into my head out of nowhere. And this is the same teacher that I went to for a private meeting after school, and I said, there's something personal I need to discuss with you after school. And this was the guy I told I couldn't gain weight. And I said, I just cannot get to 100 pounds. And he said, well, son, and he told me, go home. Like he had thought about it, he just pulled this out of his butt. He says, go home, and you need to drink 2 milkshakes and eat 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every night before you go to bed. And I did that, and I didn't gain a pound. And I still didn't gain a pound. And I got married, and I still hadn't gained any. I got married at 21, 6 feet tall, I weighed 145 pounds. I could not gain weight. I worked in Belleville for Mert Flock and Eileen Brown at the value store, and I took home cases of a product called Nutriment. It came in vanilla and chocolate, and it was for people who could not gain weight.
So what you're saying is all that stuff was time-released.
They didn't tell me about the 20-year time release.
Oh, it works.
It works great. It just takes a while, and there's no reversing it.
Did you guys have encyclopedias at home?
Oh, come on, Dan.
Oh,
that was
we
for rich families.
Yeah, did you have that?
Yes.
$2,000. My dad didn't make but $5,000 a year. $2,000 for encyclopedias. No, we didn't, but the Rossmeyers did. And we go to their house, and one of the boys, they had 3 sons, and one of them passed gas all the time. All the time. Hey, Joel, how's it going? Fine. And I never liked to go to their house because it smelled like poots. It did. Their house smelled like gas because this Joel pooted all the time. So, but you had to go there because there were 2 things, Encyclopedia Britannica or World Book.
Oh, the World Book.
Remember that?
That's the one we had, World Book.
Black and white.
Yes.
They had World Book. So you would call, hi, Mrs. Rossmeyer. Would it be okay if I came over? And here's the problem, and I'm sure the parents that had encyclopedias thought this is we should never have done this. Every kid in the neighborhood that had a project came to your house to use your encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Because I'm just telling you, in our whole neighborhood, one household had encyclopedias, and it was the Rossmeyers. And I ended up going to work for Mr. Rossmeyer because he ran the Golden Rule 10-cent store, and he's the guy that sent me upstairs to get the sanitary napkins. That I didn't know what that was. And I bring down a what's the big name in picnic stuff? They make plastic spoons. There's a big company.
Pyrex or
something like that. But I bring down multicolored
Solo is one.
Okay. I brought down multicolored packets of picnic napkins. Yellow, red, green. And he said, what's that for? And I said, you wanted sanitary napkins. I said, they're sanitary. I said, they're still in the pack. I'll never forget. He said, how old are you? I said, 15. He said, come upstairs with me. He took me upstairs to the Kotex section of the stock room. And he showed me all the Kotex boxes. He goes, okay, these are supers, regulars, 24, 48. Now I'm really confused. I don't know what that means. But, yeah, that was the same guy. And, of course, he could afford World Book because, hey, he's the manager of the Golden Rule, the Golden Rule of a 10-cent store. I don't know how we got off on this. I have no idea how we got off on this. I know. My teacher wanted us to look up the Isles of Langerhans, and it really wasn't even that at all. It's the islets. And you just look. Google, I did it. But islets of – and I started with Isles, and it led me to the right thing. Islets of Lang. That's all you need to know, and the rest of it will fill in and pop up. It's a pancreas thing or something. We're running some sort of a promotional thing on this station that says on April 1st that the morning show, the next show, Carney show, and our show will all, the entire shows, be dedicated to a radiothon. That is not true. That's a misstatement. This show will not be dedicated to that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I don't want people to think, a week from Friday, the whole thing is. No, it's not. I think I'll have an interview maybe with somebody quickly, and that's it.
No, so you won't be on.
That's right. I won't even be on.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be on assignment.
I think John Carney will be doing this.
I may do an interview the Wednesday before, but I, maybe it is. I'm not here. Maybe it is all going to be dedicated So maybe that's not misleading.
But it's saying your name, though, and you won't be on that.
No,
day. John Carney will be doing the
correct.
3-6.
Okay, yeah, that's the part that may be misleading, and maybe John will host, and it will all be dedicated to that. All right, we have a quick joke. It doesn't take long to tell. Ooh, tonight on HBO, I think most people know who Nora Ephron was, a brilliant writer and director. When Harry Met Sally, you know, Heartburn, a whole bunch of stuff. Tonight on HBO is a documentary about Nora Ephron, written and directed by her son, okay? And Meryl Streep, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, Reese Witherspoon, Rita Wilson, Rob Reiner, late Mike Nichols will be among the people who will read from her work and tell about her life. This woman was really, really good, Nora Ephron. And I think she died pretty young, if I remember. And real quickly, I can't stand it when real famous rich people do this. In today's USA Today, Jane Seymour, there's an interview with her, and she talks about, you know, that necklace she sells. When your heart is open, you're open for any love can find its way in, bleh, or something.
Yeah.
And she says that after her mother died in 07, she had a necklace made with a pair of connected heart symbols to remind her of her. And then she was approached by a representative of Kay Jewelers to put out this line of jewelry to help other people who had adversity. Adversity? Your mother passed away. That's not... Here's adversity. Your little child dies from cancer or gets killed by hit by a car. I don't think this is adversity. Your mom died. But she starts making these heart necklaces. Here's the part that bugs me. Quote, people ask why I do so much. It's simple. I don't care about being paid. Mm. I love what I do.
What?
Does anybody believe that?
No.
Does anybody believe that? And one other thing, you'll notice in your life, the only people who ever say things like, money isn't everything, are people with a lot of money.
Yep.
I've never seen a person barely getting by, working two jobs, who said, I don't care about money. It's always rich people. Here's your quote again. People ask me why I do so much. It's very simple. I don't care about being paid. I love what I do. Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, Jane. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke takes about 15 seconds to tell. You could tell it in 10. But I've stretched it because I just can't tell a joke.
And we have a sponsor.
Yeah, we have a sponsor for the joke. Right? Sorry, we both jumped
in there.
This
is awkward. No, this is awkward. Right in my mind, I had exactly what I was going to say.
So sorry to interrupt.
The Isle of Lanahan or whatever it was. Langerhans?
Islets of Langerhans.
Islets, of Lederhosen.
I was going to say that I was going to stretch it. And that I was going to enhance it, but I don't have to enhance in any way the Window World story. But I guess I won't have to do that now.
Oh, well, man, we're sorry.
I had a plan. Yeah, that's okay. I accept your apology.
Yeah, we feel so bad.
Okay, I forgot about sponsor. Window World is the sponsor of the joke. Window World, they have a phone number that I don't give out as often as I should. 314-993-1800. It's an easy one. 993-1800. Just remember the world's oldest area code around here, long before there was a 636 or anything. Everything was 314. Well, this is 314. 993-1800. That'll get you in touch with Window World locally. The company that sells and installs more windows than any other replacement window company. One of only two companies with a good housekeeping seal of approval. You know why? Because it's hard to get. Not just anybody can get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. I've told you, sometimes you have a lot of time on your hands. Google, what does it take to get the Good Housekeeping Seal? It's not easy. They make you earn it, as that old guy used to say on those investment commercials, and I can't think of his name. Ranked number one in windows sold by Qualified Remodeler magazine. They've only been around 13 years, and the last... I want to say the last 6 years, yeah. They've sold over 1 million each year for the last 6 years nationwide. So I know you have other choices, but unless you're just wanting to brag to your neighbors about how much you paid or want some kind of fancy framing, here's your window, Window World. 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. I invited the ladies in, didn't I?
Yes.
Guy goes to a psychiatrist, and psychiatrist says, what's that? Sit down. He says, do I have to lie down? The guy, just sit down. What's going on? He goes, I'm having these dreams, and in the dreams, I think I'm a teepee, and there's an Indian chief who goes, no, you're not teepee, wigwam. And I go, what's the difference? He goes, not teepee, wigwam. And then I wake up, and then the next dream, I'm a wigwam. And I think, well, in the dream, I'm correcting it, and I go, chief, me, wigwam. He goes, no, you're not wigwam, teepee. So one dream, I'm a wigwam, and the next dream, I'm a teepee, and I'm a wigwam, and I'm a teepee. All these dreams about me being a wigwam or a teepee. The doctor says, I'm going to write you a prescription. He says, what for? He says, it'll relax you. He goes, why? He goes, well, you're dreaming you're a wigwam and a teepee. Obviously, you're too tense.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they're working with a crash now on eastbound Highway 70 just before 270. Only the two left lanes are getting through right now, and you're backed up almost to the Blanchette Bridge. Now, southbound 270, it's stop and go north of Olive down through just south of Manchester, and then things open up. A good run to 55 from there. Eastbound 40, that's heavy now from, looks like, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You still have that heavy traffic on eastbound Highway 70 over the Museal Veterans Bridge to the 55-64 split. And then westbound 40, the usual slowdown from Kings Highway out through McCausland, and westbound 44, that's Jefferson through Hampton in that construction zone. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want to put some smarts in your car? Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. While the other radio stations at 6 p.m. weekdays are doing the same old, KTVI Fox 2 and the Big 550 will keep you updated while you're on your way to wherever you're going. KTVI Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
We are honoring number 24 of the Blues, Bernie Federko.
I'm Bernie Federko of your St. Louis Blues, and I'm privileged to call St. Louis home. I was fortunate to have a Hall of Fame career in a Hall of Fame city, St. Louis. My wife Bernadette and I have raised our three sons here and will always call St. Louis our home and continue to support this great community. Now hear from other St. Louisans who feel the same way I do about St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action, and we want to share it with you. Come to the first celebration of spring and enjoy some Florissant hospitality at our 54th Valley of Flowers Festival, the gold standard of community events. The festivities run from Friday, May 6th to Sunday, May 8th at two terrific venues with free admission to all events. The Nice Grounds features barbecue, carnival rides, games, the Queen Crowning Sunday, May 8th. The Florissant Egan Center has the famous Soap Family Italian Circus Friday and Saturday under the big top, joined by sideshow tents, a bubble blower, pirate ship, food tent, and more. Sunday's parade starts at the Egan Center, winds up Parker, down St. Francis, ends at the Nice Grounds. In the parade are the Queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, your city council, yours truly, and fun galore. Visit FlorissantMo.com and we'll see you there.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. insulation. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old, we could find you a $250,000 policy for $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-4439.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-939-4439. 1-800-939-4439.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-2026. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-577-2026. That's 1-800-577-2026.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When it comes to choosing windows and patio doors, your home deserves the best. And at Fisher Lumber Company and Fisher Window and Door, you can expect the best. Family owned and operated since 1941, Fisher is the premier source for innovative window and door solutions in the area. We specialize in Marvin Windows and Doors, well known for superior craftsmanship, high quality, and unmatched value. Come visit either of Fisher's architecturally designed showrooms where you can actually operate full-sized Marvin displays, exchange design ideas, see numerous product options, and the latest in Marvin product innovation. One of our experienced team members will guide you through the process with advice and support to provide you with the best solution for your window and door needs. So for your next window and door project, visit one of our convenient locations, Fisher Lumber Company on North Shamrock Street in East Alton, or Fisher Window and Door on Mercantile Drive in Brentwood.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Today, we're grabbing a few Bud Lights to talk about the serious issues, like renewable energy. There's solar, there's wind. What other weather can we put to work for Americans? How about rain energy? Can we harness the power of fog or thunder snow? That's a real thing. What if thunder snow energy could charge our cell phones? Figure it out, science! This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis Closet Company is celebrating 25 organized years in business. Call St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 for a free in-home estimate and super anniversary savings.
I remember the good old days when all the Anheuser-Busch commercials were really clever.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Hello, Belgium. Time to go to Southern California. And welcome into the show, Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Easy to find. Go to the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and there they are. Been there a long, long time. A terrific restaurant, a great smokehouse market. Find things in there you can't find other places. Let me know how you like it. And remember, the gift cards are always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. I don't know if anybody ever drew. I don't know why I'm doing. Well, I know why I'm doing this because I've had several glasses of wine. The best advertising early yearly years is you used to drive from like Las Vegas to L.A. or driving anywhere, I think, even in the Midwest on 66 or any highways, and they had the Burma Shave ads.
Right. And they were continuation.
One and they were continuations. I mean, that was brilliant back in those days.
It was.
Brilliant. Pacquist question, name the name of the star who is Harry Connick Jr.'s neighbor in Nolens. Larry the Cable Guy. John Goodman. Harry Underwood. Here we go.
Well, Jerry Lewis?
Here we go.
Yeah, I guess it's Jerry Lewis.
Love Nuggets, is it true? Are you sitting down, homie?
Hang
Frank,
on.
You sitting down?
Hey, sit down, you guys. Okay, we're seated. We're seated. We're not sitting. We're seating. We're
who
seated.
Who didn't graduate high school here?
I didn't.
We're seated.
We didn't. None of us.
I seen we were seated.
We didn't. We didn't graduate.
All right. I thought it was a must to be a part of this show.
No.
You didn't graduate high school, did you? No. Okay, fine. You're hired.
Third that grade. Was a requirement.
Third grade. You have to make it through third grade.
Yeah.
Portia and Ellen DeGeneres have separated.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You be okay?
Thanks for bringing us down.
What happened?
Sorry. When Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, and their 1-year-old daughter, Wyatt, go out, they often dress all the like. Can I get an
I'll tell you what happened with that Ellen and Portia thing. Portia finally saw Ellen with no makeup. That's what happened.
That's what happened there. Sean Penn went out on his ex-wife, Madonna. Sean Penn went out on his ex-wife, Robin Penn.
I don't believe that.
Sean Penn went out on his fiancée, Charlize Theron.
I don't believe that.
Now he says he's now decided not to get married because he's 55, but he'll never date any woman that's over 30.
How can you go out and mess around on Charlize?
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, 67, has a live-in, travel-with, ring shopping, super hot, 28-year-old girlfriend. Her name is Amy Preston. She's old enough to be Steven Tyler's granddaughter. Granddaughter.
How old is he?
67.
Oh, okay.
You're not listening.
What the hell is going on?
No.
You don't listen to Mike's segment.
I worked my fingers to the bone trying to write some good copy, and then year was he born?
It just went right.
I said that when I started the item.
Okay.
I'll never forget the day Dan said, I hate Mike Seth.
I know. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. This is so hurtful to me, but you know what? Professional. I'll go on.
Just keep on going.
I'll go on.
Head down.
TV News, Steve Harvey's Little Shots. Got 36 pickups, 36 weeks. It's actually kind of a cute show, sort of like the Art Linkletter's Kids Say the Darndest Things. I love the TV miniseries Wayward Pines. Anybody see that?
No.
Oh, it's no. Sci-fi coming back to Fox on May 25th. Unbelievable nugget. Michelle Obama took her daughters and friends on a vacation to Austin for the South by Southwest Festival. Cost the taxpayers millions of dollars. But hold on. Michelle wanted privacy and demanded every room on the top floor of the super expensive W Hotel be vacated, costing more millions of dollars to taxpayers. Not to mention the 70 people they had to move, and they had no place to move to because it was already sold out, all the hotels.
Now, how can you do that to people?
I don't know. I can tell you that the president, usually, if he's staying at a hotel, will clear the floor, but usually does not ask for the top floor.
Yeah, but this is his wife and daughters.
I've never heard of a first lady doing it, especially when she's with a bunch of friends on vacation.
Yeah, it's not a...
any, She's not any on any official business at the South by Southwest tournament. Festival.
I don't know why the hotels and restaurants cave to people like that. I don't care if it is the president's wife. I'd say, you know what? It's not fair to these other people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mrs. Obama.
I agree with you, Frank. Opinion. I guess she has no shame, is the bottom line. I don't know. I know that the, I know for a fact that, that the Bushes and the Reagans when they stayed at a hotel, they took the room they were in and the room next to it on both sides, and that was it. A great quote during this election year. Instead of us giving a politician the key to the city, why don't we change the locks?
Oh, that's a good one.
What do you think?
I just wish you could take credit for that. That's a good one.
How do you know I'm not going to take credit for it? Because you heard it 50 years ago?
No.
You're high road, man.
You implied that it was not yours.
Yeah, well, I did. I don't want to take credit for something that's not mine.
Hmm. Finally.
Date in history, March 21st, 1952. First rock and roll concert ever. It was held in Cleveland. It was promoted by DJ Alan Freed. It was called the Moon Dog Coronation Ball. And finally. Star who is Harry Connick Jr.'s neighbor in New Orleans, Larry the Cable Guy, John Goodman, Carrie Underwood, or Pee Wee Herman.
It is Jerry Lewis. Talking to Pee Wee Herman.
I'll say John Goodman.
I will also, because I know he lives in New Orleans, but it could be somebody else, and we're all going to go Goodman.
The answer is John Goodman.
Yeah!
I got a power God.
That's Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
I love you, babe. That's Sonny Bono. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. East end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. As long as we're talking about Chesterfield Valley, that's a great opening for me to tell you about this incredible Oriental rug sale at Amini's. There was a place next door to Amini's called Treasure Rooms, and they went out of business, and now the space is available. So Mr. Amini made a deal with the landlord and said, look, I got a situation. And sometimes things just work out. A guy came to him who's in the Oriental rug business, had a location. He's in seriously bad health, so he can't keep working. And the truth is he's probably not going to make it. He said, can you help me liquidate tons of beautiful Oriental rugs? And he said, sure. In fact, this timing is perfect. I'll just see if I can get the space next door. He leased it, and here's what's happening. Every size, every shape, every color, every price point. If you have ever thought of getting a beautiful Oriental rug, you can do it now at what are really liquidation prices, not some phony sale called liquidation sale. This really is liquidating an inventory of a business that's going out of business, and they're letting Amini's take care of it for them. If you purchase a rug, you can exchange it as many times as you want until the sale is over, and the sale is over when the rugs are gone. That gives you an opportunity to see it in your house. Because some of these rugs, folks, are not cheap. A real handmade Oriental rug can cost a few bucks, but there's a reason. They last forever. They're beautiful. So you can take it home, doesn't look quite right, take it back. Every purchase, whether brought back, replaced, will be backed by Amini's warranties after the sale. They are not defective rugs. They're not seconds. They're new ones. They're antique ones. And they're all being sold at liquidation prices, 60 to 80% off. Runners, palace size, rounds, contemporary, traditional, transitional, antique, over 5,000 in an 11,000 square foot area right next to Amini's. Bring your room sizes, pictures of your home. They'll have professional people, rug experts that will help you make this decision. And it's just an unbelievable sale that's going on now, and it'll go on until the rugs are gone. And I don't think they're going to be there that long. I don't know much, but I know a little about Oriental rugs. Amini's, you know where they are? Under the Copper Dome in the middle of Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S. You can see more about the sale at their website, aminis.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it looks like they've cleared that accident on at least off to the right shoulder now on eastbound 70 just before 270. Now, you are slow from the Blanchett Bridge up through 270. Southbound 270 is thinned out. The only other slow traffic I see now is westbound 44. That's slowing from between Jefferson and Grand out through Hampton, and then westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This market is going down. It's not an if, it's just a matter of when. You can either sit on your hands and watch the market crack, or you can take control of your own financial destiny and learn how to profit no matter what the market does. This is Michael Parnas. In the last market crash, I turned roughly $13,000 into over $3.8 million. And I can show you for free the trends that helped me get there. Bull, bear, I don't care. And neither will you when you get my free Power Trading, Power Living book and Power Trading DVD. That's right. I'm giving you the opportunity to get my system for free. You just pay for shipping and handling. Log on to trendtrade.com. That's trendtrade.com and get my free book and free DVD. Don't watch your portfolio go up in smoke. Get my book and DVD for free now at trendtrade.com. That's trendtrade.com. Order now. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Trading is a high-risk endeavor. It is not suitable for everyone.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
The cause of a fire that killed a Metro East woman. What we're learning about the victims tonight.
Celebrating a new start for a flooded community. How they'll turn the clock back for a New Year's Eve celebration in April.
Traveling to Cuba used to be unthinkable, but not anymore. Meet a St. Louisan just back from Havana.
But first on Fox, we want to start with exclusive video tonight. A motorcyclist traveling at speeds over 150 miles an hour across St. Louis and St. Charles County.
Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in St. Anne, where it all began. Rocky?
And the chief here in St. Anne tells me he's releasing this exclusive video to show...